This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And hotel rooms at over 20 MGM resort properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards is sports betting's premier loyalty program, featuring exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks when you wager on the BetMGM app. Sign up with BetMGM or log on to get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM Rewards. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Tennessee only. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
We're brothers, we're happy and we're singing and we're
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Who that? Who that? Hey. Hey. Who that, man, this what you been waiting for? I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, no, cause now I'm getting hot enough to we wanna stay in home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television, and did I fail the mission? Your girl is hot, a missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrate it, finger poke whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn, then I redecorated. That mean my table's turned. Live life, might as well. Only way to learn is try and fail. Clientele, the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that? Who that? I got that flame. Who that? Who that? I got that flame. Who that? Who that? I got that flame. So don't worry about, don't worry about my name. I got a flame. Who that? Who that?
You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. No, look who's in the back seat. It's Bennett Doyle. It's Bennett Doyle right there.
Oh, man.
Happy to have you, Bennett Doyle, joining us today on a day we'll certainly be talking plenty of Tigers basketball, because there was certainly news yesterday, news that leaves what some would call a ding, what some would call a blow. It's a void, certainly. But Penny Hardaway's filled those voids before. We'll see what he does now. We'll get into that. And certainly, game one of the NBA Finals. Finally, John Martin. We are here at the start of these finals that it feels
finally!
Like.
Finally!
Right? All right? It's going to be spaced out. What'd you note the other day?
Three days.
3 days between games. So get ready. But at least we've got it. And it starts tonight. We can stop with the previewing.
No more previewing.
And start reviewing.
Reviewing.
Some of these games.
I always like to review rather than preview. We will preview one more day. Game, my bet is in, as you guys know.
Mm-hmm.
Have you placed yours?
No.
You will wait, or you will sit out?
There's a good chance I'll sit out.
Okay, even though you are on a little bit of a heater.
Now, that stopped.
You're up 5 units.
Yeah, but no, that's not the case. Why are you counting my units? I don't have units.
Transparency.
Right.
You do have
some of your. These are some of your gambling jokes.
No, it's not a joke, but.
I don't know. I don't have units.
I guess you've given them back on baseball or something, bro?
No.
But yes, the bet is in. I am on Golden State.
Congrats on that.
Should be don't congratulate me yet, man.
I think you're on the right side.
Don't congratulate me yet.
Big bet Bennett will tell us.
Yes. Should be a fantastic series. Hoping for a classic series after pretty much some duds, although, again, Boston and Miami became a pretty good series, right?
Yeah.
So we will get into all of that today here on the show. We have a very packed show today, a very busy show for you today. Lester Quinones indeed did make his decision, so we will get into that what it means for Memphis, what it means for Penny, what it means for Leicester. Ryan McDonough from Odyssey is going to join us at 11:25. We'll preview the finals with him, get his thoughts on how tonight is going to go. Does he have the script, all that, and more? 12:25, we'll be joined by Justin Tinsley from ESPN and the Undefeated. He's on Around the Horn, so we'll talk to him about the finals, get his thoughts on it. He's got a brand-new book about Biggie out, Notorious B.I.G.
Mm-hmm.
He's big into the into the hip-hop scene, and so we'll talk to him about that, as well as A-Ball and MJG and the verses from last week. So he'll join us at 12:25. Should be a very special third hour because I've been very careful. I wanted to pick the right time. You know, I wanted to pick the right time to do this, but I've been thinking about it. Riley has not been to the studio yet.
Hey.
My 14-month-old, right? Bennett brought Noah in, like, damn near, what was it, like, 4 months, 5 months?
It was early on.
Yeah.
It was very early.
And I felt a little guilty about that Riley has not met my work family yet, right? And so Riley and Sam are going to come up here around 1 o'clock. Today is my 5-year anniversary.
How about that?
Yes.
Happy anniversary.
Man. Yes, thank you very much. We made it 5 years. It's crazy to think. Like, it's already been five. It goes fast.
5 years.
And so Sam and Rod are going to come up here, and, you know, I thought, hey, you know, bring the family in, introduce her to everybody, and, you know, maybe Rod gets her some mic time. So, yeah.
What's she going to say? Goo goo gaga?
I don't know,
yeah,
man.
What, Bennett?
It's anybody's guess.
You going to be able to get a segment out of this?
Bennett's got a point there.
Yeah, we're going to try. We're going to see.
Did you see his face? There was some concern.
Yeah, no.
About what would be said then.
She is a wunderkind, though. Like, she's a prodigy. You know what I'm saying? So, like, she might surprise you. She might surprise you. She has not seen a lot of black people, though. So, this is going to be a.
That's what's going
to be.
This is going to be a you know.
I don't think she's seen a lot of people, period. That's the kind of the feeling I get. Again, John keeps her, you know, it's very, very in-house.
In this day and
she
age.
She has made a trip to New York, though, as you always remind.
She has been to New York, and then she's going to Mexico next month, or this month. So she's very well-traveled, baby, but can you blame me for keeping her in the house in this day and age, man?
Probably not, but you're going to have to let that baby get out. That's the point. That's the point of life.
She's getting out today for a little
bit. Good. Excited to have her.
They'll be here in studio at 1 o'clock, and then Jeff Calkins is going to join us at 1:25. So it's a busy show today. Lots to get to. But the news of the day. Lester Quinones. Man, it hurts.
It
hurts.
Yeah, it does.
Lester Quinones.
Some people will tell you, okay.
Oh, man.
No big deal. Well, that's a blow, man.
Yep. The official news came down via his Twitter account. Well, I guess Stephen Johnson from the Daily Memphis had it first officially that he was out. And then Lester Quinones confirmed the news on Twitter. And this is what he had to say. Tiger Nation, Memphis has been a second home to me, and I will be a Tiger forever. These past 3 years have been such an amazing journey for me, and the 901 will be in me as I make this next step. The fans in Memphis have been the best fans I've ever had and can ever imagine, and I thank you guys for all the love and support. To Coach Penny, I thank you for everything you've done for me, and thank you for being like a mentor to me. It's been a dream of mine to play the next level, and I feel like it's time. With that being said, I am 1,000% committed, not just 100, but 1,000% to staying in the 2022 NBA draft. Now, if you've been listening to this show the last week, you would have known that it was trending in this direction. The winds of change were blowing, and that was where it was potentially headed. Look, before we get into the upshot of Memphis and Lester, I just have a lot of respect for any young man that is not from this city that comes to Memphis and ingratiates himself the way he did over the last 3 years. Not easy to do that, especially in this day and age of college athletics, right, where guys transfer after a year. They don't stick around. They don't give the situation a chance. Lester was not a very heralded piece, even though we got to know him on the show. We kind of talked to him. He helped recruit Precious. That was a big part
the
of
New
getting
York
Precious.
Yes.
You know, they were connected there, and we would have Lester on the show throughout that process, and Lester was working on Precious. So, you know, even then, even before he put on a uniform, he was producing for the University of Memphis, even as a recruiter. So I salute him, man. He came here not as a Memphian, gave the situation, I mean, 3 years. In this day and age, that's a lifetime in college basketball.
Yeah.
You know, he had every opportunity to leave, probably, you know, had years where he thought about leaving, and decided to stick it through. And did he graduate? Did he have a senior day? He didn't. But I, for one, salute Lester on, you know, sticking around, making the NCAA tournament, being a big piece, being a very important, and honestly being one of the most consistent players under Penny Hardaway. So that's the first piece for me, is that I salute him and I appreciate his time at Memphis.
I mean, all that rings true. I don't think there are many Tiger fans who would feel much differently than what you just laid out there. I don't think there's any need to dwell here. You have to wish the man well because of how he carried himself here. You're right. I mean, every picture of every it seemed like that every fan asked to take with Lester Quinones, he was in it. He was smiling. He was the kind of, you know, the way you want players at Memphis in terms of representing the university, all that. Lester was always that, I thought. And so, yes, you wish the young man well. Again, I tell you, real easy, he could have left when Mike left.
100%.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that was an option. He stayed. He stayed for Penny Hardaway. He stayed for the program, for the fans. So, leaving now, no, how could you salute a man who's ready to begin his professional journey and has certainly, John, dreamed, right, of this for years? So how can you tell a man, no, hold on, you know, push your dream back a year? No, we're all happy for Lester Quinones. We all wish him well. I think in the same breath, you'd be disappointed for the program and then still, too, question the decision of whether this is the right one.
And we're going to do that, and I just wanted to get that piece out of the way first.
Yeah, so the respect is all there.
Salute to Lester.
For sure.
We didn't have respect burgers this week because we weren't here Monday.
He would certainly get one.
What does it mean for Memphis, and what does this mean for Lester?
Yeah.
For Memphis, undeniably, it is a blow to lose a guy with that experience, with that trust, with that shooting ability. He was a proven and established college basketball player. You were never going into any game wondering, like, what am I going to get from Lester, right? Like, that's a luxury. Like, you knew you were going to get defense and you're going to get shooting every night. Now, was he the most prolific scorer?
No,
he wasn't. But he knew his role, and he was going to bring that energy pretty much every night. As a 40% three-point shooter, like, he was very consistent in that regard. So to lose him, is it the end of your program? Of course not. Totally not irreplaceable as a player. But to do it this late in the game, especially when I think a month ago, Penny probably was under the impression that he was coming back, right? I think that piece of – I don't think Lester pulled the rug underneath everybody because, again, this was trending in that direction.
Do you make some decisions on other guys, probably expecting at that point, again, to have Lester back? Yes.
Certainly possible, yep. I think so.
You know, whether that's Nolly or whether it's Tyler Harris in that case. So, from that standpoint, too, it adds a little bit.
It does.
Because you have to expect that Penny expected to have him back.
Because – Lander's gone. Tyler's gone. Do you maybe make different decisions with those two if, you know, you knew Lester was leaving?
Specifically as it applies to shooting.
Yep.
Because from a three-point standpoint, those guys, Lester made 55, Tyler made 55, Lander's 37. Those were your guys on a team, John, that was second best in the AAC in terms of three-point shooting percentage. So in terms of shooters, that's a lot going out, right? Kendrick Davis can shoot it. Now, he made 77 of them on 37% last year. But what you've brought in so far along with him does not. And so from that standpoint, too, you wonder, well, how much differently are you looking at the Nolly and Tyler Harris situations, knowing that a good chunk of shooting would be gone here at the, you know,
right,
at the withdrawal deadline?
I have to believe maybe that some
maybe you rethink at least one of those,
yes.
That said, here you are.
And here you are, and I think what this does is it makes getting a guy like Kerwin Walton, the transfer from North Carolina, I think it almost makes him a must-get. Memphis is on the top five. In the top five, you know, how many other guys are you sort of that deep in there with? And this is a guy who, you know, look, last year his minutes went from 21 to 13 as a sophomore. His percentages dipped all around. This is a new coaching staff, right? You know, even though it's Hubert Davis, North Carolina blood, all that, you know, maybe he had different visions. Maybe you weren't necessarily his kind of player at North Carolina versus Roy Williams. He thrived under Roy, right? As for a freshman to shoot 42% from three.
Yeah, 58 of them, too. 58 threes.
Yeah.
Like, that's not just a few that he took.
You know, I
took 138.
I can see, you know, where a coaching change could have a negative impact on a guy, right? It happens all the time in college basketball. So, if you lose Lester, but you bring in a guy like Kerwin Walton, and I heard last night that Memphis is in very, very good shape with him, I think you have a chance to mitigate the blow. Is he going to step in and be Lester exactly? No. But I absolutely could see a scenario where he comes in. It makes that sell a lot easier to him, right? Look at all these minutes. These are your minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You want to go somewhere where you want to rehabilitate your career. You had 13 right. minutes a game last year. You need to go somewhere that's going to give you a chance.
Right.
You're going to have all the chance in the world at the University of Memphis this season. And you're going to be doing it in a league. Yes, Houston's awesome. Marcus Asher comes back. They're going to be the number one team in the conference. But beyond that, it's a lot of mess. It's a lot of slaw, quite frankly. So why would you not want to soak up all those minutes and all that opportunity under Penny Hardaway, play with a great point guard in Kendrick Davis and a great post guy in DeAndre Williams, you know, and have a chance to make the tournament? I feel like it makes yourself to him a whole lot easier. And I think he would listen to that. So I think that's sort of the upshot for Memphis, right? That bringing a guy like Kerwin Walton would be the idea after Lester's departure.
Yeah, again, I have to think at one point Penny is thinking Lester, Caleb Murphy, right? You're going to have Lester, and you're going after another guy in that backcourt. And so from this sense, now you're it's not just one guy here.
Right.
You need Kerwin, and you need more,
need one more.
From a shooting standpoint, whatever it is, scoring standpoint, I think inside you feel like you've fortified yourself as best you can at this because shooting right now it's so glaring.
Yep.
In terms of, again, what went out and what's coming in, Kendrick Davis is really the guy. Now, you know, you can never get in Penny's head in terms of what he's really thinking about his son, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jaden. And because I tell you this, John, Elijah McCadden doesn't make threes. As much as he played last year as the sixth man of the year in his conference, right, and played the most minutes on the team coming off the bench, he only made 11 threes last year, if I'm not mistaken. Like, that's not what he does. And so, you know, Penny knows he's got to get it, but I wonder, too, if he's looking at Jaden, who I will say, like, physically last year, remember how we were,
yep,
we were about his body and how he's coming along that way? I just wonder if Penny's looking at him. Jaden, who shot, what, 42, 46 on a limited amount of threes, though, but he shot that higher percentage, if he's including him in the mix. John, I mean, I know Jonathan Lawson is going to be included in this somewhere,
yep,
but my point is what you're going to have is a lot of unproven, a lot of needing to rebuild chemistry when John, at one point, it's not just us, you're thinking, okay, with Kendrick, with Lester, with DeAndre, I've got a chemistry still, right, that I think can knock off a Houston, right? Because that's the other part of this.
Right.
Houston, which just got Marcus Sasser back at the deadline last night, Gary Parish got him number two in the country. Mm-hmm. And losing a guy like Lester Quinones, well, the success Memphis has had against Houston of late, right, a lot of that's because Penny had the formula, like we like to say. Lester Quinones was a key to that. And so when you bring in a guy, even a John, a Kerwin Walton, yeah, it'll help with what you've lost, but he doesn't know the formula. He's got to learn the formula. You know, having that experience, Penny talking about that,
yep,
that's why it's doubly tough. You know, you're not just losing a guy in points and somebody that's consistent. You're losing somebody that knows the way you play, knows the kind of defense you have to play against a Houston,
yep,
and was ready to play that, sometimes led it, so... man, it's a blow.
Look, I
especially at this time of the game.
I like Jaden in a certain kind of role, but if you go into this season with him as your starting three,
so you shout.
Yeah, that's not good enough.
That's why I think you have to go out and get more.
Right. I mean, if you can't, I would still go with Elijah McCadden, you know, starting, because I just he's proven at a, you know, he can score.
He's 11 of 47 from three. He can score. He gets to the basket. That's what he does.
I mean, I got to have that guy on the floor. I mean, I got to have.
But remember when we were talking about Kendrick Davis, right, and having a couple of guys in the corner that can knock down threes?
Yeah.
And, okay, you got Kerwin, hopefully, in the fold.
To me, it makes Kerwin like a must. That's what I'm saying. Like to get him.
That's what I'm laying out, John, is the need. You have to.
If you don't get him.
and now the pitch is even stronger to him because Lester walks out the door. You say, look, here's your minutes, here's your shots. Come take it from us.
Right.
You know, because we got it to offer now. And so, yeah, he's a must get. And I still think they need a little more, man, because again, you're losing.
Agreed.
80-something percent of your Munn's had the stat in his stores. Over 80% of your 3-point shooting. Like it's out the door. You gotta replace it some kind of way.
Yeah. So I completely agree. And that's why we're saying, like, you know, to lose Lester, it is a blow. It's not like you can't recover from it, but you got work to do, right? Penny's got work to do on the recruiting trail. And I think Kerwin Walton is the first piece of that, but you got to, you know, ideally you find one more, right? You do. And then I think you're in good shape. Then I think you're in good shape because you got some depth there. Your front court's pretty good. or as good as it's going to be, right? And then, you know, you got some talent. You got some talent on that bench. Let's see what Jonathan Lawson can do.
Yeah, I'm excited about him.
You know, he's got
to
some
to see what
upside.
Where he's at now.
I mean, it's hard to know what
he'll
bring.
What a year of redshirting, yeah. What that did.
Like, I saw him at Houston as a senior. Like, the guy can play.
Right.
You know, it's just like it's just hard to throw him in and expect, like, you know, double-figure scoring. But, look, he doesn't have to necessarily be that. He just has to bring, you know.
Well, I need him to knock down shots now.
Yeah. So that'd be great, right, if that's kind of like found money with Jonathan. If he steps in and starts, you know, knocking down shots, then maybe he's that. Maybe he can find his way into the starting lineup. I wouldn't rule that out. So anyway, that's the side for Memphis. And then for Lester, he's got some workouts scheduled. You know, it's an interesting decision because you're not going to find him on any mock drafts. You're not going to find him, you know, I mean, I know you'll find a couple of tweets here and there about him shooting the ball really well from trainers or whatever. But that, you know, that getting nice tweets about a good workout is one thing, but getting drafted is a completely separate thing. And I don't know if his team is telling him that he will be drafted, that they've got good information or intel. I can tell you that I talked to people around the industry who are a lot more skeptical of that, and that this is going to come down to him, you know, getting a two-way.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
could potentially, if it's the right fit, right, and he gets the right, it could potentially be more in terms of what he can make.
Yep.
Than an NIL deal. If it right, then yep. What's potentially on the table for him at Memphis?
That's
true. If this just comes down to the financials of it, but again, there's 60 of those spots, and you're a guy who's, you know, still got a lot to prove. Yeah, you've had some impressive workouts. That's taken a leap to me, a leap of faith there.
It
hopefully,
is a huge
hopefully,
leap of faith.
You know, what his representatives are telling him is there, and he's got some good intel from some teams that they like him a lot.
But here's the thing, man. Like, there are so many good, as we know, so many good college basketball players that, I mean, Joe Jackson didn't get drafted, right? Joe Jackson was like one of the all-time best players from the city of Memphis, was a five-star prospect. You know, he didn't get drafted. Like, there are so many good players who have played college basketball that don't end up getting drafted. Because, you know, the other thing you have to factor in, you know, some of these teams don't want to actually fill these roster spots in the second round, right? So they'll draft this Euro guy who's not going to come over for 2 or 3 years, and they'll just kick that can down the road. You got to think about those spots, right? So I just think getting drafted would be a, you know, a pipe dream at this point. I mean, crazier things have happened, but, you know, again, it just suggests that he was ready to move on from college basketball to me more than anything else, right? Because if all it takes is the potential, you know, landing of a two-way deal to get you to go, you were just ready to go, which is fine. That's your prerogative. I don't know if it's the advice I would give.
I just wonder, because he seemed so locked in at one point. I got to give you credit. When the winds changed, you were the first one on that. But because you were so locked in at one point, could there not have been an earlier indication?
Right.
So that, again, I keep going back to Memphis' side because that's the side we're going to end up talking the most about. But could there not have been some sort of indication earlier that this was still, you know,
a possibility?
Yeah, yeah. Well, a strong one. Right.
Yeah, because what I can tell you is that, again, 3 to 4 weeks ago, there was an indication given that he would probably be back.
Moves were made, man.
Yeah.
With the expectation he would return. So.
And, you know, look, I don't think it was on purpose. I don't think he changed his mind on purpose, but I think he got some information that we'll see is right, whether it's true or not. You know, that determined his decision. But Memphis got work to do.
The young man. Yeah.
And Lester got some work to do, right? He got some workouts coming up, and he's going to try to improve his stock. So both parties will now attempt to move on, and we'll see how it goes. We'll come back. Ryan McDonough is going to join us on the other side. We'll talk to him about the NBA Finals Game 1 tonight right here on 92 FM ESPN. How is this going to go? How can Boston win? What's that going to need to look like? All that and more on the other side. Jason and John, 92 FM, ESPN.
FanDuel Sportsbook's an official sports betting partner of the 75th NBA Finals. And to celebrate 75 years of the NBA, they're giving all customers a $75 referral bonus. That's right. You'll give and get $75 in site credit when you invite friends to join America's number one sportsbook. Here's how it works. Invite your friends from the app. Make sure they sign up with your referral link. And as soon as your friend makes any bet of at least $10, you'll get a bonus offer. Ends tonight when game one of the NBA Finals tips off. Don't miss your chance to bet the finals again with a bonus. If you're new to FanDuel, you can also sign up with the promo code JSmith to get free bets after your first bet. That's promo code JSMITH. Just head over to the FanDuel Sportsbook app and invite your friends today to get your $75 Sportsbook credits only on FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 929FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Referred players must wager $10 or more within 28 days after signing up. Limit 10 referrals. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires after 7 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789.
It's back and better than ever. The Memphis Italian Festival is happening now through Saturday. Bring the family to Marquette Park to enjoy family fun like Luigi Land, volleyball, bocce, cornhole, arts and crafts, live music on both the main and acoustic stages, plus loads of mouth-watering Italian cuisine. There's even a car raffle for only $10 per ticket. Get your festival and raffle tickets at MemphisItalianFestival.org. The Memphis Italian Festival, brought to you by Chuck Hutton Chevrolet.
I love my Boomerang clients. This is Sheldon Rosengarten and Mark Spensdorf Realtors. Recently, I had clients move back to Memphis who reminded me that I sold their home here 18 years ago. They asked if I'd represent them again when purchasing, and I said, of course. And I just represented another couple in their purchase and talked about how I sold them their current home 25 years ago. These are Boomerang clients. That is a testimonial to what I do, not just how long I've been in the real estate business. And while the market has evolved and changed, I stay in front of it, providing clients the absolute best and most honest and truthful representation that 40 years in real estate can bring. So if you're thinking of selling your home or making a life-altering move, call me. I can provide information about what you might do, what to avoid to make everything easier. Find out why people often say that when you want the job done, call Shell Dunn. You can reach me at 483-0546 or MemphisRelocate.com. At Shell Dunn Rosengarten, 483-0546 or MemphisRelocate.com.
Guests appear on the Superbook Sports phone line. Superbook Sports. Download the Superbook Sports Tennessee app today with Jason and John live from the Topps Barbecue Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Ryan McDonough is an Odyssey NBA insider. Insider Cross presented by BetQL. Game one of the NBA Finals tonight. Catch it right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. He joins us now. Ryan, what's going on, man? Appreciate the time as always.
Hey, good morning, guys. Always great to be on with you, especially on game one of the NBA Finals Eve and with the NBA Drafts just 3 weeks away.
Yeah, it's finally here.
Pleasure to have you.
And we'll get to the series in game one tonight. But wanted to start with some news here in the Memphis area as Lester Quinones, who has been at Memphis for the last 3 years, made the decision last night to stay in the draft. Now, the interesting thing about this decision is that if you pull up any given mock draft, pick your favorite mock draft, you're not going to find Lester Quinones' name on that mock draft. So my question to you as somebody that's been, you know, on the NBA side of this, what are his agents and representatives telling him that would lead him to make this decision despite, again, not being on any draft boards publicly?
Yeah, really good question. I think there are a number of factors that you have to consider. And keep in mind, everybody's individual situation, especially their family financial situation, does play into decisions like this. So I've been around players who love college and want to stay in college as long as they can, especially if they're comfortable financially and are willing to play 3 or 4 years. And then if the money's there when they're done, then it is. And then others who, you know, honestly need the money, their family needs the money, they want to get paid as soon as possible and realize that as a player, even if you're not an NBA player, if you're playing overseas or in the minor leagues, you have a short duration in which you're able to play basketball and get compensated for it. So I think it's important for your listeners to keep that in mind. I don't know Quinones' situation, but you're right. Unfortunately, I haven't talked to many teams who have him, certainly not as a first-round pick, maybe undrafted. Now, that doesn't mean that, you know, he's not going to be an NBA player. I mean, guys have made it, you know, going the undrafted route, second-round picks. Obviously, Miami has, you know, a few guys, Duncan Robinson, and a few others who they've developed like that, Gabe Vincent as well. But the road is harder if you're not drafted, especially if you're not a first-round pick. Usually the guys who are drafted in the early second round have some guaranteed money in their contract, and then if you're a mid- to late second-round pick, a lot of times you have to earn your spot. And if you're undrafted, then sometimes that means going to free agent camps, mini camps, and trying to make it either via that route or either by playing well in summer league.
If you're Penny Hardaway, because the whole sort of premise of Memphis basketball under Penny has been, we're going to be an NBA factory. You're going to come here. We're going to get you ready for the league. But what's the balance, right? When the player in question is not really a guaranteed draft pick, and you really need him more on your campus than, you know, seeing him grind it out in the G League, even though it's quote-unquote professional or whatever it could be. Maybe he does get picked in the second round or gets an Exhibit 10 or whatever. What's the balance as a college coach there when, yes, you want that player to be a professional, but maybe not right now, maybe not today?
There's always that push-pull, especially as players have more people around them in terms of agents or people working with agencies, business managers, things like that. I think that's the number of people around some of these young players has increased, especially with the NIL possibilities and them being able to interact with people and having fewer restrictions on that at a young age. But yeah, for Memphis, I mean, the Tigers, obviously a talented team this past year, pushed Gonzaga in the second round of the tournament. But looking ahead to next year, I mean, Jalen Duren is gone. He'll probably be a lottery pick. Josh Minot is a guy that a lot of teams like, and, you know, as a potential sleeper in the draft. Quiñones is gone, you know, and Monty Bates obviously transferring. So I'll be very interested to see how the Tigers shape up next year. Objectively, guys, I have to think that some of the allegations, accusations against Penny and the program factored into this, that, you know, with guys having different options now and opportunities to play, if not in the NBA, overseas, or in the minor leagues, I think, you know, some people say, like, let me get as much guaranteed money as I can, as soon as I can, rather than rolling the dice on a program in case the Tigers were to face some sanctions down the road.
Before we get to game one tonight, you mentioned him, Jalen Duren. Just your thoughts on him, Ryan, as a prospect, where you think he's going to fall, and what he's got to do to stay in the league, maybe some of your concerns.
Yeah, I'm glad you asked, because this is a guy I've studied recently getting ready for the draft. You know, obviously his physical package is very intriguing. I like how powerful he is. I love how he initiates contact. He's an explosive leaper. He had a 37-inch max vertical at Memphis. I was also really impressed with his quick second jump. He gets down and then back off the floor quicker than most guys, and I think that helped him block over two shots a game. I think the weaknesses or the questions I have about him, guys, are the shooting. You know, I've talked to some of the people around the Tigers program when they worked him out. He actually shot even out to the NBA three-point line relatively well, but he only shot 1-3 at Memphis. He missed it, and then he only shot 62% from the free throw line. So teams are worried about the range. And then the biggest question I have with him, guys, where I think, you know, he's certainly an NBA player and potentially a starter, but if the motor runs high, if it can be Bam Adebayo-like with the effort and intensity, I think he can be a very good pro. I did see it fluctuate sometimes. Times when he was locked in, I saw, you know, one of the best big men in the country, and then at other times I saw him drift and he was less effective.
We're talking to Ryan McDonough, Odyssey NBA insider here on the show. All right, on to game one of the NBA Finals, 8 o'clock tip here in Memphis. Catch it right here on 92 FM ESPN. The Golden State Warriors have not gone down 0-1 in a series since that famous Oklahoma City Thunder series in 2015-16. Do they keep the streak alive of going up 1-0 in a series tonight, Ryan?
I think they do. I think everything lines up for the Warriors tonight. They had a relatively easy path to this point, rolling past a depleted and injured Denver Nuggets team in the first round, and then, you know, avoiding the best team in the Western Conference, maybe the best team in the league, certainly the best regular season team in the league, in the Phoenix Suns. You know, Phoenix got knocked out by Dallas in a shocker in Game 7 in the conference semifinal. So I think the Warriors have cruised to this point. I think that really helps them, especially in terms of getting guys like Gary Payton II and Otto Porter Jr. healthy and back in the lineup. And Boston has had the opposite path, guys. In the first round, they played the preseason title favorite, Brooklyn Nets. That series was a sweep, but it was closer than that watching the games and looking at the point differential. All four Boston wins were relatively tight games. And then two bruising seven-game series in a row against the defending champs and Giannis and the Bucks in round two. And then Miami, obviously culminating in a terrific Game 7 on Sunday night down in South Beach. So I think the Celtics have a chance to win the series, but I think tonight, with Golden State being at home, with the experience, and with Boston you know, having to face a very difficult road to get to this point, I think Game 1 lines up for the Warriors.
Because I agree with you on Game 1, if the Celtics are to win this series, and I'm with you, I mean, it's relatively evenly balanced, how's it look, Ryan? What's it got to look like for the Celtics this series?
Yeah, I am picking the Celtics to win the series. Okay. I think they're going to win it in seven games. I know they're the underdog, but I think they've been maybe the best team in the NBA over the past 4 or 5 months. They've certainly been the best defensive team in the league. Yep. So the way I think, again, I think they'll lose tonight. And I was on BetQL, one of our betting shows here on the Odyssey Family of Networks earlier this morning, and it's amazing, guys. When you look at the recent history, I didn't realize how often the home team over the last 2 decades had won game one of the series. It's like 15 out of the last 17 times or something like that. So I think if the Celtics do lose tonight, the win game two on Sunday is huge. Go back to Boston with a 1-1 split. Keep in mind, the Celtics team has been very good on the road. In fact, they are 7-2 on the road in this postseason, which is phenomenal. I think that they are able to win in San Francisco. No team has won there yet in the playoffs. The Warriors are undefeated at home, but this is the best opponent that Golden State will have faced. So I think that's the path. They split one of these first two games. Ideally, Celtics win games 3 and 4 at home. But even if it's 2-2 after four games, then the young Celtics team will realize they can play with this Warriors team. And I just think even though Golden State has the experience on the sideline with Steve Kerr and up and down the roster with a 100-plus finals game under the players' belts and zero on the Celtics side, I think as the series goes on, this young Celtics team will gain more confidence. I wouldn't be surprised if Boston's a little shell-shocked tonight coming out in game one in that environment with a young team, but I think they'll find their level as the series goes on, and I'm going to go with the Boston Celtics in seven, which would mean they would have to go to San Francisco to win the final game of the series.
All right.
Especially like from the betting angle, if you think the Celtics are going to ultimately win the series, wait to place that bet till after tonight. You'll get a lot better odds on that if they go down 1-0. There's no question about it. How big can Gary Payton be? It sounds like he's going to be available tonight. We'll see on the minute load and all of that. How vital do you think he is in this series?
I think he's valuable because Boston, to me, is as deep a team as any in the playoffs. I think they've shown that they have quality depth when they go to their bench, especially when Robert Williams and Marcus Smart are healthy. Grant Williams and Derek White coming off the bench have played big roles. Peyton Pritchard has shot the ball well in certain games in the playoffs. He was not able to play as much against Miami because the Heat, Jimmy Butler in particular, would target him defensively, but he's certainly capable of making shots and creating plays. So, the Boston Celtics really don't have a lot of weak links in their chain. And so that's where I think they do have a chance in this series. And for Golden State, that's one of the concerns I have with the Warriors. If Porter or Payton are banged up, is this team deep enough? Their high-end depth is terrific. One of the matchups I'm really looking at, guys, and reason, though, although it's really close, I slightly lean toward Boston, is I don't know who is going to defend Jaylen Brown. I think we all expect that Andrew Wiggins will be the primary defender on Jason Tatum, and that'll be a terrific matchup. But who guards Jaylen Brown? Is it Klay Thompson? I imagine that Steve Kerr will rotate a number of guys at Brown, led by Klay Thompson. Otto Porter Jr. and being healthy is huge in that role. They may try Gary Payton, who's tough, but undersized compared to Brown. So that's the concern I have if I'm a Golden State fan. Who guards Jaylen Brown? And that's why I think Brown is going to have a monster series, given that not many teams, including the Warriors, have two wing defenders good enough to slow down both Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown.
How much does Steph climb up your list of greatest ever, Ryan, if he gets a fourth title, gets a finals MVP, or is he already settled into the spot, title be damned, even if he loses this, Where's he for you, and how much can he climb?
Yeah, so since I've been affiliated with the NBA for 2 decades now, I came into the league in 2003 as a young guy in the Celtics front office. He scares me being on the other side of it as much as any player, maybe more than any player. LeBron, obviously you know what you're going to get from him, but it's different, in a different way. LeBron is so physically dominant and imposing, but Steph, just his spurt ability, his ability to end games. I mean, he and the Warriors, especially when they are in the Bay Area at home, their ability to have a close game that you think you're right in there as the opponent, and then just flip the switch and knock you out with a 8-0, 11-2 run, something like that, and all of a sudden the coach calls timeout, the players are walking back to the bench wondering what the heck just happened, we were right there, and then they just flip the switch and KO'd us. So that's what it is for me with Steph. One of the things that I think your listeners should focus on tonight is, and Steph gets this defense against every team, so it won't be unusual to him, but watch how Boston guards him, you know, off the ball even. I mean, he does not have an inch to breathe. He gets doubled and trapped more than any player in the league. He's adept at that. He's great at hitting Draymond Green with the slip passes and pocket passes, but that's what's impressive to me, guys. As much as anything, the respect opponents have for him, the gravity he has as far as attracting defenders, I think he's an all-time great, and again, I've been affiliated with the league for going on 3 decades now. I've never been as scared of another player on the other side when I was with a team as I was with Steph Curry.
You know, in that same vein, if Steph is able to win a title in this series, it'll be his fourth, which would tie him with LeBron. And LeBron's career achievements individually are more so than Steph. But what will it change the discourse, LeBron, generationally? Like, if Steph is able to tie with him in terms of championships, will it have any impact on the way we view LeBron if Steph can tie him with titles in this series?
I think you can make an argument on either side. I mean, LeBron's consistency has been remarkable, going to the finals almost every year for a decade plus with different teams. Now, on the flip side of that argument, you can say, well, it's easier to go to the finals with different teams when you hop around and then teams, you know, save assets before you get there and then empty the chamber, so to speak, when you're there in terms of trading young players, draft picks, mortgaging the future for the present, and then you leave again and the franchises struggle, you know, for a time, so for Steph to stay and ride the wave up and down, obviously the last 2 years they've been really down. A lot of that was due to the injuries to Clay and Steph himself, but keep in mind, guys, this team was 15-50 and had the worst record in the league a couple of years ago, so I give Steph credit for that. I think he's an unusual person. I think his humility, his selflessness is really apparent in today's generation of players and athletes, where a lot of it is self-centered and egocentric. So I think that sets the tone for the entire organization, and as a former executive, obviously now on the media side, I have the utmost respect for him as a player and as a person, not only for the winning, but for the tone he set and the sacrifices he's made to benefit the Warriors organization.
Ryan, you buying these rumors that the Raptors would be willing to part with OG Anunoby, and if you are, if you're the Grizzlies, would you be making a call?
Absolutely. I'd make that call because I think that's one of the weaknesses on Memphis's roster, which is very talented, as you guys know. But, we've talked about Dylan Brooks. What do the Grizz do with Dylan, who obviously had a difficult playoff series? And it was good to see Dylan admit that. It seems like he realized that he struggled, especially with the shooting aspect of it and shot selection. That would certainly be an upgrade if they could add OG Anunoby. He's just 24 years old. He's on a good contract, makes about $16 million this year, and is under contract for a number of years going forward. So certainly that is a call you make. Those are the kind of moves that have been a hallmark of the Grizzlies under Zach Kleiman and his front office group, which has done an excellent job. They won Executive of the Year this year. So, sometimes there's more smoke than fire. I'm guessing the way Masai Ujiri and the Raptors operate, Anunoby's only in play if it's part of a bigger deal, you know, to try to get a superstar as part of a package rather than a lateral move. But, that's definitely a call you make if you're Kleiman or in the Grizzlies front office to see if Anunoby's available, and if so, what does Toronto want back in return?
Absolutely. Hey, Ryan, man, great stuff. Appreciate
love
the time,
hits,
as
Ryan.
Always.
Thank
enjoy
you.
The game tonight.
You guys enjoy it as well.
Yep. He is Ryan McDonough, Odyssey NBA Insider. Insider calls always presented by BetQL. Get smarter, beat the books. Y'all know the deal. Yeah.
You a little surprised he picked Celtics? Or knowing how close he is to that organization started there, do you kind of figure?
Yeah, no, I get it. I mean, I don't think the gap is that wide.
Mm-hmm. Number one, number two in defense.
But, like, you know, the Celtics got to win one in San Francisco, man. That's tough. Nobody else has done it. Nobody else has done it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they probably will get a game in San Francisco. My question is, like, we talked about it, they don't protect home court nearly as well as a team like that should. And that's why I think it's going to be tough for them to win the series, right?
That's why game two is the one.
Game two is definitely the one. Game two is the one.
That's where the two, at that point, Golden State will be 10-0 at home.
Yep.
And you got Boston sitting there 6-0 after losses in these playoffs. That's where the something's got to give, has to give. And that's where the series, to me, is determined.
Even if Golden State does go up 2-0, they won't sweep because they can't do that anymore, it feels like.
It wouldn't be a sweep.
It would be a five-game series, though.
But they'd be in control.
Yeah, it'd be a five-game.
And my Warriors in six would be looking good.
Maybe six. It could go six. I mean, I could see the Boston tie.
Because you have Warriors in seven.
Yes.
Ryan's got Celtics in seven. Big Bet, what you got?
I like
I like Celtics in 7-2, I think. Oh, yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah. I just think because of Tatum. I think the Warriors are just going to have problems stopping him.
Hey,
Good value when they go that direction. They're getting great value.
Now, Golden State has a player on the roster, number 30, Wardell.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just making sure you knew he was there.
Yeah, I know.
You know, I mean, three-time champ, yeah. Right?
I mean, listen.
I mean, Jason Tatum,
it's like Ryan said, they had a walkthrough in these playoffs. Like, what happens if the Grizzlies are healthy? You know, like, it's
– sure.
I just think that the Celtics match up well.
I think that my opinion is, and you can argue it both ways, but my opinion is that's an advantage because Boston's beat the hell up. They've been in 2 7-game series, right? They're walking into this thing. I mean, they're worn down. Robert Williams ain't right. Marcus Smart had a sprained ankle.
Right, but Williams is the only one now. It seems like Smart's good.
I mean, the Warriors basically been chilling. You know,
compared to the Warriors, yes, they look banged up, but they're about as good as they've been.
Yeah.
And they've had a couple of days here.
Look, part of it, and a lot of it is so much who's the healthiest team at the end of the year, right? And the Warriors are the healthiest team.
They've been that for a while now.
And they're getting back Gary Payton, you know, and Otto Porter's
Otto's
coming
good
back.
Now, right?
And Andre Iguodala, it sounds like he's going to start playing.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a good thing or not.
So, I mean, it's just more depth. I mean,
no doubt. They got the bodies back. They're the more healthy team. There's
and
no question
Andrew Wiggins is playing great, the best basketball of his damn career. You know, Draymond, I don't like the Warriors. Trust me. Like, I'm not a fan, and I hate the way the Grizzlies lost to him. But
I want to change mine. I'll go Warriors in 7.
You changed that quick?
I didn't know y'all were going to ask me.
I presented a very compelling argument.
Well, you didn't know what we want to ask you. What do you mean? You know how it goes on this show.
If the Celtics win, it will be in 7, right? There's no other reason. You can't pick the Celtics in 6. You know, they're not winning this damn series.
No, I'll stick with Celtics in 7. I'll stick
Hold
with
on
Celtics
now.
In 7.
Hold on. You got to nail it down now.
There's no integrity. I mean, you can't just come back to the show and start doing this.
I'll go Celtics in 7. I think Tatum goes supernova and establishes himself as maybe the best player in the NBA.
Wow.
Wow.
That's going to be a big blow because Jason gave Ja the cover of 2K next year. That's going to be a huge
It's what
blow.
I want. It is between him and Tatum, it feels like.
Yeah, well, we said,
Depends
though,
on these finals.
If Tatum wins the title, he's going to be on the cover.
It's done.
Mm-hmm.
If he loses, it could be Ja.
Correct.
You know?
Who is just a marketing champion.
He's a marketing champ. He'll tweet that thing out and everything. Anyway, should be a great series. Catch it all right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. You guys know my bet is in. Warriors minus 3.5. I know everybody's on it. I don't care. Sometimes everybody's just right. You can't bet Boston plus 3.5 in this game. The only bet you can, and I'm just
watch me.
No, don't bet that. Bet money line. If you're going to bet Boston, because the winner of the last 63 NBA Finals games has covered, right? So if Golden State wins, they're covering. If Boston covers, they're winning. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm coming from?
Yeah, we can pick it up.
And you're going to get more value. What's the money line right now, right? Let me just check. I bet it's going to be like plus 140 or something, maybe even better. Let's see, plus 145 at Superbook. So, you know, I'd rather just take the money line if you're going to go that direction. And do you really think the Boston's going to – I just told you that Golden State has not lost a game one in a series since before we started doing this radio show together.
Golden State's winning.
Put it in perspective.
This is not debatable.
You know, don't be a contrarian. Don't lose your money trying to be smarter than everybody else. You know, ride the wave or get out of the water, buddy. You know?
You're pretty confident over there.
I mean, dude, they've been chilling. Like, let's look this up.
That's scaring me a little bit, actually. Yeah. How you just like everybody else on Golden State.
No, dude.
Is a done deal already. It's scaring me a little bit.
Look, I'm finna put this into my...
But I'm not changing.
Look, let's see. 4 days off, 4-plus days off, right, against the spread.
Golden State. Boston's been off, too. There's been a delay since the East Finals.
Their last game was what, Saturday? Yeah, but they had to travel, too, though. They had to travel, you know. They had to get acclimated, get settled in. This ain't the spot. Golden State undefeated against the spread this season with 4-plus days off. I mean, that's just that's a fact. Boston, 1-3 against the spread with 4-plus days off.
Mm-hmm.
That's not good. Boston is not as good when they're not, like, thrown into the fire.
It was Sunday.
And here's the thing.
But they've had some time.
Here's the thing with Boston. They got to get punched in the mouth before they start playing.
Now, that I've noted.
And they will. They would like they will start playing and they will win some games, but they got to get punched in the mouth. Like they don't play well when they have momentum.
They just usually throw the first punch.
Yeah, no. Like prime example of this, right? Game 2 to game 3 of last series. Heat get their ass kicked in game 2 at home, and then what happens? Boston has a great chance to go up 2-1 in this series. They get beat at home, and they're down by like 50 in the first half. They almost blew it, but still, like the point is they got to get punched first.
They're big on responding right now.
But they'll come back with a counter. But the counter until game 2. So here's the script.
That's the game.
Golden State wins game 1, I think probably by double digits, and then Boston wins game 2. There we go.
I'm betting Golden State goes up 2-0. So
wow.
The prophecy can come to pass.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's ballsy. All right, we will come back. We're going to be joined by Justin Tinsley at 12:25. Talk to him about the NBA Finals and more. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It's warming up outside. Baseball season is in full swing. Great time for golf, cocktails by the pool, at the grill. Lots of stuff going on. And if you are the type of person who likes to enjoy a drink while you're watching games or just hanging out, allow me, Gary Parrish, to recommend New Amsterdam Vodka. It's a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As I'm certain you know by now, it is so smooth you can drink it straight. And yes, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store, and that's because it's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. Wouldn't make any sense to spend extra money on any other brand. New Amsterdam's the best value you can find when you're looking for a quality vodka to enjoy. If you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam has a bunch. Watermelon, lemon, raspberry, orange, redberry, peach, pineapple, coconut, passion fruit. The list is long. And don't forget, New Amsterdam also has a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, that's the bottle for you. Please, ask for it by name when you're in a bar, restaurant, or liquor store. New Amsterdam vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com.
At Wendy's, we make breakfast better. Like with our breakfast baconator. Better from top to bottom bun. Savory sausage patty, better. Crispy oven baked bacon, better. Fresh cracked egg, better. The Breakfast Baconator might just be the greatest breakfast sandwich of all time. So you can keep settling for not better, or you can get a better breakfast from Wendy's. Tough choice. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's better breakfast.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Recent weather taking a toll on your roof? A-Team Roofing has you covered, literally, with their 24-hour tarp service to stop further damage.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
When you're an innovative business, every blinking cursor, every blank page is an opportunity. What will you do with it? Will you make something better or create something new? Our Dell Technologies advisors provide you with tools and expertise to do incredible things. Because we believe there's an innovator in all of us. For advice on smart PCs powered by Intel vPro that's built for business, call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL.
Starting stronger starts at AutoZone. They've got battery solutions for free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries. That's what makes them America's number one battery destination.
Paid for by the Centennial Group. Attention victims of clergy abuse. If you or a loved one has suffered abuse by a clergy member or a priest, then you must listen to this message. Our attorneys have resolved clergy abuse cases in several states and will provide a private and confidential consultation to finally address this abuse and help you get the compensation you deserve. Since the 1980s, more than $3.8 billion has been paid in lawsuits and settlements against allegations of sexual abuse by clergy members and priests. Our attorneys are experienced in these matters and will fight to get you compensation due to psychological, emotional, and physical abuse by a clergy member or a priest. If you are suffering and need help, call our confidential victims helpline now at 800-905-5487. You need a legal team that has decades of experience in helping individuals like you. You pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call the confidential victims helpline now to speak privately. Call 800-905-5487. That's 800-905-5487. Again, 800-905-5487.
Jason, can you imagine being good at something for 70 years?
Not unless you're talking about Topps Barbecue. They've been smoking up the best ribs, brisket, pulled pork, the best burgers, and other great dishes for that long.
Well, it just got better. Join the Topps Reward Club and start earning points for discounts on future orders. You even get 25 points for just signing up.
Plus, they'll keep you in the loop for limited offers and special.
You can sign up in-store or just go online at ToppsBarbecue.com. That's ToppsBarbecue.com.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you about Danny Morrison Roofing Professionals. They're a local, family-owned and operated business serving the Mid-South's residential and commercial roofing needs since 2010. It's the home of the free roof. You really can get a new roof with no cost to you. Most roofing jobs, they can be done in one day, so this isn't some lengthy process. Just call Danny at 901-870-0186. It's Danny Morrison Roofing, a proud supporter of the University of Memphis Athletic Department. Danny Morrison Roofing, 901-870-0186.
And paid for by Progression.
Are you being denied credit? Are you getting hit with high interest rates because of a low credit score? Bad credit happens to good people. In fact, millions of Americans are victims of incorrect or unfair items on their credit report without even knowing. But don't worry, because the Credit Repair Helpline is here for you. We'll communicate with creditors and the credit bureaus on your behalf to address unfairly reported items like late payments, collections, charge-offs, and even bankruptcies, which can lead to a higher credit score. Our proven process has helped hundreds of thousands of people just like you see meaningful improvements to their credit profile. Working to repair your credit today can help you get the new car, new home, or new job you've always wanted. Call 800-609-7204 now and get your free credit score. Call 800-609-7204 to start working to restore your credit. The call is free and the credit evaluation is free. So call 800-609-7204. That's 800-609-7204. Start building your credit today. Again, 800-609-7204.
Guests appear on the Superbook Sports phone line. Superbook Sports. Download the Superbook Sports Tennessee app today with Jason and John, live from the Topps Barbecue Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Oh, I got amazing news for you guys. The best sports book in Vegas is finally open in Tennessee. Finally open in Memphis. That's right. Superbook Sports is now ready for business in the Volunteer State. Bring the top-rated sports book in Vegas to the palm of your hand by downloading the Superbook Sports Tennessee app. Now, super easy to sign up. Great app. Great interface. Very clean. It's not going to crash on you. Best odds around. I got my Golden State -3.5 bet in today. I'm excited about it. They got some great promos, too, going on when you sign up. Superbook has a direct line to Las Vegas odds makers and the best odds around. So Tennessee, Memphis, get in the game. Download the Superbook Sports app and visit superbook.com to place your wager now. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789. Ryan Fitzpatrick has called it a career.
Really?
Yeah.
The beard's done, winning over locker rooms.
Yeah, man. 17 years he played in the NFL. I mean, that's kind of a – that's crazy for a guy like that.
Ivy League guy.
I think he went to Harvard, didn't he?
Something like that.
Yeah. So he's going to be calling it a career.
That's,
man,
a heck of a career for Fitzy.
I think he should be the starting quarterback for the Titans.
Well, he was once upon a time.
I think he needs to come back. I think he needs to give it one more tour in Nashville. Was he really a starter for y'all?
Yeah.
When?
Because of it was because of injury.
God.
Yeah, he
that
came
man
in
played for everybody.
I think he started like 5-6 games for the Titans.
I think he could start for Seattle right now, be
That's
an upgrade of what they got. Yeah, maybe he could start in Carolina over Darnold.
Geno and Drew.
Carolina's Lott. A mess too, but well, they're waiting on Matt Corral though.
Yeah, it was 2013. He replaced Jake Locker.
Mm.
That's right.
Yeah, Harvard.
Wow. He started 9 games, and he y'all finished with a dazzling 3-6 record in those 9. So I'm not going to get like a sweet tribute from you. Is that what you're saying?
No, that was a tough time as a Titans fan.
Yeah, it was.
Jake Locker era did not go well.
He was never a Bear. Fitzpatrick, I can say that.
No, he was a...
And he was never a Raider either, right?
No.
He felt like he was everything else.
I think I can name all his teams.
Let's go.
Dolphins.
Okay, you ready? Here we go.
There were a lot.
Dolphins, Bills, Washington, Titans. Dolphins, Bills, Washington, Titans.
I'll tell you how many there are left. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You're not getting all 5.
Jeez. Holy cow. I told you.
5.
Played for a quarter
Dolphins,
of the
Dolphins, Bills, Washington. Was he with the Jets ever?
He was with the Jets.
He was with the Jets.
2015-16. Give yourself a ding, bro.
Okay, I don't have a dinger. Do I have a ding over here? There's like 5,000 buttons on this page.
What are we up to, 5?
Okay. was he with the, I'm trying to think, was he with any of the West Coast teams? I don't know if he
no
was.
West Coast
no
team.
West Coast teams.
I'll give you that.
So he was with the, dude, I don't know if I'm going to get any more of these.
All right, so here we go. Here's,
it's not easy.
You did pretty well. You did pretty well. Some of these are obvious. You're missing a very obvious, you're missing a very obvious team he played for because he replaced a prominent player and like performed very well in his absence. Jason, you know what I'm talking about?
I'm looking at the list and trying to figure out which dude you're talking about.
But
he did that often.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
That's right.
He replaced. There was like a controversy with like Jameis, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fitzmagic. That's right. That's where Fitzmagic was born.
Yeah, that's where they had the chain and the press conference.
So here is the full list: Rams, Bengals, Bills, Titans, Texans, Jets, Bucks, Dolphins, and football team.
Did he stay anywhere longer than a season or two? Or longer than two seasons?
No.
The Bills.
No, the Bills.
Three. Oh, there it is. Yeah, the Bills is the one. You're
three,
right. Yeah,
three. Okay, so 3 years. But that man was constantly moving.
Nomad.
Remember when Tim Miles tweeted Tubby Rents?
Journeyman. Yes, man. I do. Ooh,
Fitz
yeah, Rents. I remember that.
Fitz Rents, bro. But look, he played in the league for 16 years. 17.
Filthy rich.
Oh yeah, because now he gets the pension. He gets a monthly check for the rest of his life. Right. I think that's how that works in the NFL. So he's going to get paid for the rest of his life and have access to the best health care. Like,
I mean, he's a smart dude. He's probably going to make money in many other ways as well.
Like, people will crack jokes about Ryan Fitzpatrick, but here's the thing. That man won at life, right? Because he was never that good.
Yeah.
But he got opportunities after opportunities, and he's getting an NFL pension.
He won the NFL. Doesn't get much better than that.
Did he ever make?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.